This is the continue of the second part in the Dharma talk on 11 August 2016. Then you will see the result of the body, speech and mind without training and practice. You will see it clearly. If you practice your mind very well, so you have liberation. If you practice your body very well, so you won't have lust. If you practice your speech very well, it will be peaceful, no thoughts, no thinking, no restless. It's just peace and calm, no conflict or fighting, no craving, no birth or becoming to create, because everything is end. This is I open to you, and I talk to you, and I wrote on the book. Can you see that? Do you read that? Do you practice that? Do you follow that? Or you think you are better than this? So how many tons in mind? How many tons in body? How many tons in speech? Is that you can reduce your defilement or not? Can you check that? You need anybody to confirm you. Because when you in the defilement, nobody confirm. But your mind will know it. It's like when you eat the food and then you feel full. You just feel by yourself, nobody can feel for you. We have to know this. Why I don't talk gentle or softly to you? Because that's a stupid way to do that. Because it will be the same. The defilement is still the same. Because I can see, if you just walk out from this hall for one or two steps, then you start to talk to each other already. So this is the way of smart people, or the good practitioner do that. So today I give the book through the app board. Let him read to everyone. If they know, understand, then they have liberation and freedom. But if they don't know, then they get lost and stay in the suffering again. So today I talk to end ignorance. Change from ignorance to be insight knowledge. So the first insight knowledge that I'm talking about is called Asavakaya Yan, or the knowledge to destroy the defilement. When you have this knowledge arise in the mind, it can destroy the delusion. The second knowledge is about destroy or the bad deed, the bad karma inside. That means destroy lust or worry inside the mind. It's one called Jutu Patayayan. And the last knowledge is the inside knowledge that have the power to destroy birth and becoming, birth and death, which mean the thoughts and thinking. This one we call Phupe Sanusati Yan. So this is the three first inside knowledge the Buddha have from enlightenment. So Asavakaya Yan is very important. I mean the knowledge that can destroy defilement. I want you to understand this kind of knowledge. Because as I checking right now, so on the calendar every day, that we just let the day pass day by day, night by night, but no chance, no percent to destroy defilement. We cannot stop it. Even though till the end of the years, until new January come, but we are still be stupid like the same. Until August, still stupid. Because day, month, years is become the evil of life. It just take you to birth and death again and again. So everyone listen and understand what I'm talking about. So if any monk who can come out from the darkness or from the mud. Picture your hands up. It's no problem. But if you want to stay in the mud again, it's no problem too. Because what I want is about the mind that have been practiced very well. They will understand what I am talking about right now. Because I have been reading for a long time, learning for a long time, and practice for a long time. But no book, no education that can destroy delusion. Except you have the right mindfulness or sammasati. Nothing else can do. So right now, this is the chance of your life. So don't waste time of your life. Don't let go your life to be a slave of delusion again. The more you get old is the more value you have if your mind have liberation. It's the same thing. Like when the sun sets, it can make the sky more beautiful. The same thing, even though for the Buddha, he went to Nirvana already. But after 2000 years, it's more bright, more prosper, more flourish. If you trust and believe in his teaching, the prosper of life is not about sick, old, and die, but it's about you know the true Dharma, which means the mind. So today I give you the blessing to practice easier and enlighten easier, which means you just take a look and watch your mind, watch your body, watch your speech. Don't pretend to do other things, because when I listen somebody, they have interview about their practice and have the examination in the practice, but finally it's just about their consuming the lust and sensual desire. If you consume your breathing in and out, no problem, this is nirvana. But if you consume the mood that arise and fall in your mind, in your heart, so this is the worldly way. I have been fighting with this a lot, but I just lost. Because for me, I'm consuming the breathing in and out. But for them, they love to consume mood and emotion. So the same thing for us that we are practicing right now. If you have the real practice, it will make you have the real freedom, real liberation, make you see the truth and know in the present moment. But if you practice and you get lost, that means you practice in delusion. What I want, just make sure that your body is end of lust and your speech is end of craving. That's all what I want. When you end all of this means the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha arise, because the Buddha will destroy ignorance or delusion, and the Dharma destroy anger, the Sangha destroy greed. Then the triple gem arise in your mind, and the world can worship this one. Don't be regret about your diploma or certificate that you have, because they are not the Dharma. They are not the right knowledge that can destroy the suffering. So today I talk to you with this strong verse, because I want to hit you again and again to kill defilement. If you stay with the path and the fruit of nirvana, then you can take it. But if you are coward, you only care for your defilement, then you cannot stay at here. If you feel anger and the ignorance will tell you to go away from here. You know, the more you have the anger arise, ignorance arise, or the more strong defilement you have, this means the more sin you have, the more bad karma you have. Because they are not the Dharma, which call Atam. Atam will bring you to hell, but the Dharma will bring you to Nirvana. It's very different. The sweetest word that the Buddha gave to us before he went to Nirvana. Appamadena sammatheta. This is the beautiful verse that the Buddha gave to us. This is the last verse from the Buddha. Nothing else can compare. So the Buddha talking about that everyone should not be negligent. You have stay in the mindfulness. I see many philosophers around the world, but they don't have the word or the teaching to destroy the suffering. But in fact, they increase more suffering. For me, I believe if you are a real human, then you will screw and get in your mind and see your mind. But if you think you are not a human, so that's your problem. Because human or unhuman being is really close. And the Dharma and non-Dharma is also very close. They stay in the same place. So for a person who loves himself a lot, when he think of the Buddha, he will know that the Buddha teaching or the Dharma is very powerful, is very precious. Nothing else cannot compare. Because only his Dharma that can bring us to depart from suffering, ignorance and delusion. So therefore we should respect in the Dharma. We should not respect to ignorance anymore. We should respect the right mindfulness or samasthi more than delusion. That's why we will be the one who gain or the great benefit from Dharma and receive the best result from practice Dharma. Because the practitioner who practice the Dharma, the result that they have is destroy or end the delusion. Okay, now just let's chant the Dhammakaravata Sutra. And then the monk do the chantings. Later, Long Po give the Dhamma talk again. When the Dhamma is bright and shy, so the mind is bright and shy the same, because the Dhamma and the mind stay in the same place. It's non-self. It could be very profound. It's like when you are angry, when you hate, when you love, when you like, actually, they are non-self. It's just the Dhamma that arise and fall. It's like for me, I have consuming this benefit for a really long, long time. But it's not about see or know or see. It's not like that. But it's just the way it is, just the way they are. So if you don't have anything to hold on, you better hold on the Dharma and be patient to stay like this until you might have liberation. This is the same when the tree has the flower, and then the flower becomes the fruit. And then the fruit fall out from the tree. It's the same thing for the mind. If our mind have the perfect right mindfulness, this will be the flower. It will be the makkha, the path, will be the fruit. And then it will be nirvana. Nothing else stick on that. That's why the Buddha said, Nipanang paramang sunyang. Which means the Nirvana is very empty. a person who reached to nirvana, they will have no fight, no conflict, no argument. Nobody fight like the dog, keep fighting to each other in nirvana. So even though the Arahant monks, there are a lot of them more than the rock or the sand in the ocean, but no fight at all. Because it's nothing inside, it's just the emptiness. You know the Dharma is the mind. A person who reached to Dharma, this means a person who reached to the mind, is bright, pure, clear, and liberate. This is the mind. So what is the liberate mind? The liberate mind is the Dharma. When anyone will enter to Nirvana, then you will see the true value of life, and then you will never come back to stay with lust, anger, or ignorance. It's nothing to catch, nothing to see inside, and you don't need to come back to be the slave of defilement anymore. Then the Dharma become a normal in the mind. And then the normal in the mind is become the sila or morality. And the normal of Dharma become the happiness of life. And in the end, because of the pure Dharma, is no birth, no death. Because this mind become the pure Dharma, don't need to have birth and death anymore. You never see that the earth die, the water die, the wind die, or the fire die, because they are just natural like that. Inside the nature, there is the Buddha stay inside there. In normal, there is the Arahant monk stay inside there. As I take a look, where is the earth, the water, the fire, and the wind? So there is the Buddha living inside there. Birth, sick, old, and die. So there is the Arahant monk stay inside there. But you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. Because it's not about a person or human. Anymore or Sankara or being, it's not about this. Because the true Dharma is not like this. It's just the normal and nature of the way they are. See or cannot see, but no problem. So understand what I'm talking today. Don't practice to gain defilement. Don't use the language of animal to talk to each other. Because I give you the right to practice. Snail to live with snail. The crab to live with the crab. Don't come to fight to each other. Then everybody happy. Don't bother or annoying to each other. Don't show off your knowledge. Don't show off how smart you are. It's like the snake tongue. It's never touched the fangs. And no dangerous. So the same for the mind. If you have the intelligence or good knowledge inside, if you don't bring out to show off, so it's no danger at all for you. It's like the venom inside the snake. So I want to break down the skull or the head of the human and being and take a look inside. What do they have inside? It's nothing. If you do the brain and you cut it out, you tear it, you see it's nothing inside there. Even though the heart or the mind, if you cut it piece by piece, you will find nothing inside. So actually, it's nothing. But what thing that you want to put inside? You want to have the thing inside, nothing. It cannot be like that. So you understand this. Because it's nothing, it's empty. You cannot put anything in there. You cannot add anything in there. You cannot create anything in there to have it. You cannot. Because a person who reach to the Dharma and end of everything is nothing inside, just only the Dhamma. Because this is the third week of the practice already, but you never let go your stupidity. So if you supiti with this, just the little knowledge that you have, it's more like the tail of a mosquito. But you can bring this knowledge to be the problem. So change the system to practice. Practice the mind, practice the body, practice the speech. If you want to reduce your sleep or reduce the food, but you better to create the wisdom first. I will tell you later, it's not difficult to do this. So it's like the Buddha talking with Prakasapa. They're sitting beside the river. And then the Buddha asks Prakasapa, if one man want to cross this river, how could they do that? And Prakasapa answer, if the river is dry or shallow, so he can walk and cross the river. But if the river is deep and full of water, he better go by boat to cross the river. And then the Buddha asks for a second question. How about this guy want to cross the river, but this guy just stay on the shore, and he think that he will not swim, he will not walk to cross the river, but he want the shore from the other side move to him. How could he cross the river? And then Prakasapa answer, so this is very stupid. He could be the most stupid people in the world. So then the Buddha said, yes, this is the way that people they practice. Don't eat food, don't sleep, and pray to the star. And come to talk and show off with knowledge, with the defilement they have. So how could they reach to Nirvana? Because they act like the guy that's sitting beside the river and waiting for the shore move to him. From the other side, it cannot be success. Because the way to practice to cross the circle of suffering is different. That's why the Buddha gave the sutta talk about the fire in lust, the fire in anger, the fire in delusion. All the six senses is hot and burn because of defilement. And then after he give finish this teaching, they listen and they enlighten to be the Arahant monk. That's all the Buddha give the teaching, everyone happy and become the Arahant. It's not like us that we have conflict a lot, but still fighting and success with nothing. So this is the information that I give to you. Actually, I'm shaking you every moment, but I feel it's pity. It's a shame. Because you dare to do sin, even though, and you know this is the sin already, but you still do that. If the stupid people do sin, it's no problem, because they are stupid. But if smart people, they know, but they still do that, I think it's worse. This sin is could be very worse. You know, it's bad, it's not good, but you still want to do it. So this is terrible. But it's alright, the Buddha is still looking on you and still love you. So start from today, because this is have been 3 weeks already in the practice. Don't take the other thing. Don't use the other system in practice. For me, I have no problem. I don't care about the land that I have. I don't care about the Dhamma or discipline that I have. I don't care what is the right that I have. But what I care that I don't want the pure mind or the clean mind fall to the dirt again. Because they are the ignorance, they are the wrong view, wrong understanding. And then you use your body to consume defilement. You use your word to fight and kill each other. I don't want the other thing, I just want this. To protect and take care. Because it's dangerous. Because the great sin is the speech. No nuclear, no bomb that worse than the speech or the language of human. Even though the sharp of sword or spear cannot pierce to the mind, except the speech or the word that can get through the mind or can create the hell. And when the stupid people just walk out from stupidity and stay in a prosperous world, so it's like in the five aggregates. If these aggregates don't have stupidity cover, then these aggregates become the nirvana aggregate. Start from the form until the consciousness. If this aggregate has no stupidity, then this aggregate becomes the aggregate of nirvana. Like when the Buddha received the food from Suchada, then he has defilement nirvana. That means he extinct defilement. And then in the other time, he received the food from Junta. He has the Kanda Nirvana. That means his aggregate go to Nirvana. Yes, they are all good. Because if defilement Nirvana, that means extinct defilement and become the Buddha. And then for the aggregate Nirvana, this means you extinct the body and mind and went to Nirvana. So therefore, if any aggregate don't have stupidity, then this aggregate stay in Nirvana, become the aggregates of Nirvana. It doesn't matter who are you. You are the king, the rich, or the poor people. You have the same opportunity, the same chance to leave all the badness, leave the dirt, to go to Nirvana. Everyone can purify the mind, can make the mind pure, clean and clear to have the perfect mind. Everyone can do that. Doesn't matter soon or later. But this is my purpose to do this. It's like the cowboy know how to chase the cow to get in and out. I will do like that. So start from today. If anything that I don't give permission, don't do it. Don't mix it up your mind. Don't act by your mind. You need to ask my permission first. Don't guess, don't predict. Because that Kalama Sutta. Because I'm not a stupid person. Don't think maybe what I am doing is right. Don't think like that. You need to come to talk to me first. Because if it's right, I forgive you already. But right now, it's not right. Because now I want to prove that everyone have the right view, right understanding in the mind first. Because even though you practice so hard, you train yourself very well. But if you don't have the right view, right understanding or samadhi, is no chance to have enlightenment. So it's like Anya Kuntanya. He teaches the Buddha since the day that the Buddha was born. But he cannot come out or leave the ignorance. Because he didn't have the samadhi or right understanding at that time. It's only michatiti or the wrong view. I think everybody that's sitting at here only have the michatiti. Or the wrong understanding. So if you can cut the wrong view and then you move to the right understanding, the right view, you will see, oh, it's birth and death and it's normal. just really quick moment, you see that. Just quick moment, but that moment is the right understanding. Then Anya Kuntanya have the liberation. But for us, yet we see the same thing. We know the same thing, but it's still in the wrong view, in Michatiti. So we cannot have enlightenment. So remember from this moment. And don't blame yourself. Don't say, oh, because of my old karma. Because I don't have merit enough. Don't say like this. It's not about this. It's not about the karma or merit. Yes, because we don't do the badness. We do the goodness. It's work on this way. Don't need to worry for the other things. Yes. If you can practice this until the end, even though when you leave the temple, you will see you just come out from the egg already. You become the real chicken. You will not carry the shell anymore, the shell of defilement. You will be a chicken that can fly back home. It's worth it for your life. Okay, this is the end for today.